This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. A large explosion has again struck the eastern Ukraine city of Kramatorsk, AP correspondent Charles Day Ledesma reports. Meanwhile, Russia's defense ministry is promising to ramp up missile attacks on the Ukrainian capital in response to Ukraine's alleged aggression on Russian territory. The threat of intensified attacks on Kiev came Friday after Russian authorities accused Ukraine of launching airstrikes on residential buildings in a border region of Russia. Ukrainian officials have not confirmed striking targets in Russia. However, they do claim their forces struck a key Russian warship with missiles. The guided cruiser Moskva, the flagship of Russia's Black Sea Fleet, sank on Thursday while being towed to port after suffering heavy damage. The circumstances remain in dispute, but a senior U.S. defense official says the U.S. believes the Russian guided missile cruiser that sank Thursday had been struck by at least one Ukrainian anti-ship missile, as claimed by the Kiev government. Now here's that report from Charles Day Ledesma.
Kramatorsk was the site of a missile strike on a train station a week ago that left more than 50 dead and dozens wounded. Now, Associated Press journalists in the city have heard the sound of a rocket or missile and then a blast, followed by sirens wailing in the early afternoon. It was not immediately clear what was hit or whether there were casualties. Witnesses to the south of the capital, Kiev, earlier had reported explosions around 2 a.m. local time, but the source was not clear. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Cameroon says it has deployed several hundred troops to Kumbo after separatists killed four top government officials on duty this week in the English-speaking northwestern town. Moki Edwin Kendezka reports from Yandui.
Cameroon says it is saddened by separatist fighters on ending attacks on government workers in its English-speaking northwest and southwest regions. Separatists have been fighting to create an independent English-speaking state in the majority French-speaking nation since 2017. The government says the latest victims of separatist brutality are four top prison officials in the northwest region who were killed Tuesday by the fighters. The Cameroon military says one of the prison staff was shot and killed, while three others were beaten with machetes until they died. Separatists have claimed responsibility for the attack and shared videos on social media, including Facebook and WhatsApp, showing how the officials were killed. The military on Friday said several hundred troops have been deployed to track and arrest or kill fighters responsible for the act. Cameroon says at least 700 government workers, particularly teachers, have been abducted since the separatist crisis started. Scores have been killed by suspected fighters. The UN says Cameroon's separatist crisis that degenerated into an armed conflict in 2017 has killed at least 3,300 people, with 750,000 internally displaced. Moki Edwin Kinzeka for VOA News, Yaoundé, Cameroon.
Police in Zimbabwe said a bus carrying worshippers traveling to an Easter pilgrimage in mountainous eastern Zimbabwe plunged into a gorge, killing 35 people in the early hours of Friday. The bus was overloaded with 106 passengers and veered off a winding road and hurtled into a deep ravine, police said. The bus was carrying members of the Zion Christian Church, a local denomination in Zimbabwe known for holding regular pilgrimages attended by thousands of people. Recapping our top story, Russia's defense ministry is promising to ramp up missile attacks on the Ukrainian capital in response to Ukraine's alleged aggression on Russian territory. The threat of intensified attacks on Kiev came Friday after Russian authorities accused Ukraine of launching airstrikes on residential buildings in a border region of Russia. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.